Chris Kirk. Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Chris, it's John with Local Splash.
Oh, hey, Sean, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I was following up with you regarding your account with us. We received a text from you last week, and we were trying to follow up. And you requested a cancellation?
Yes. Sorry, I forgot to... Yeah, we did request a cancellation, but my dad said you could just keep the deposit or whatever you put down, but we are not interested in the services.
Gotcha. Well, that's kind of why they wanted me to originally reach out to you again. I'm the one that originally sold you.
Yeah.
And so my resolution on it was kind of like there's no sense in kind of burning money and just throwing it away. I mean, if you guys are open to it, we would love to uphold our end of the agreement. You know, you guys already kind of jumped on board to solicit the space on the first page just for 30
days.
I'm
not sure exactly what the original agreement was. I wasn't the original person to talk to. I think he did it himself. And we have the same name, but yeah.
Okay.
I think
gotcha.
You originally talked to him, but he didn't. He went through two services. And
the Home Advisor by Angie's List one, right?
Yeah.
I talked to him about
tried out
that.
Both
he said he was looking to cancel that one because it's pay per lead.
Yeah.
And they get a lot of their leads from doing Google advertising like this, where they market themselves independently and then send you the leads.
Yeah.
That they get from Google, and then they charge you a lead fee for them, whether you get the job or not. So I was explaining to him, like, our services are month to month. We list you independently on the first page of Google, and we let the customers call you directly as a live call. So that way you guys aren't getting charged per lead or click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate. Yeah. And so that's where he was like, okay, yeah, let's try it out. And he signed up for it. And then, at my point of sale, I was under the impression that he was going to probably leave them after a little bit. He didn't seem too fond of, like, paying for the leads or how they were sending him leads. And
so that's not working out either. But
Right. We thought this was going to be the solution for him.
Mm-hmm. What exactly did he pay for?
Yeah,
like,
so...
Does he have a month?
Yeah, so it's a month-to-month charge. It was $299. He paid for local SEO services, so that way we can get you guys ranked on the first page of the Google search results for the services you provide. Facebook ads, so it's a Facebook business profile with ads, and then there's My Site, which was an optional custom website design that came with the service.
Okay. So when does that end?
He signed up with us on the 6th.
Yeah.
And then he did a client interview with us on the 7th, so it was the following day. And then after that, it's kind of been...
I mean, he didn't even tell me.
Rough.
He didn't even give me the login to that one. Or else I would have looked into it. He just told me about Angie, and he told me to cancel this one.
Oh, wow.
So I don't even think he's done anything with it. And so
no,
I'm
just
guess,
a client interview.
Yeah.
That's it.
Of course.
So that's the sucky part for us, where it's like, normally we would like to just, hey... You know, if it was like we never did a client interview, never notified Google about the verification or sent out the PIN verification in the mail or anything like that or sent them that verification form, we would just refund you guys, you know. But we had already sent out all that stuff, so it got to a point of like,
that's fair. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Well, but we don't want to just go, okay, let's keep your money for this, you know, because we did that. It's like, let us finalize what we're doing. Because even if you guys leave the services later, which I don't think you will, honestly, if you let it run for a couple months, I mean, Google advertising's been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 16 years, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like the stuff that we build for you guys and establish are things that your business will keep, you know, forever. Like your Google business profile with your reviews up there, your Google verification. Even if you leave us and you're not doing the first page placement and the advertisements later, you know, you still have those things and have website for the company. So that's kind of the value that I was building to him. And then I had already half priced it. So it's $299 for you guys. But if you go onto our site, that bundle with the website and everything, it's usually $599 monthly with a setup charge.
Yeah.
So it's already like a severely discounted package, but I felt like I was just trying to get his foot in the door and be able to show you guys the difference between working with us and working with a company like Home Advisor by Angie's that sells leads individually. And I felt like it would have put us in position to build a long-term business relationship, and then he just kind of ghosted me.
Yeah, of course. That sounds like him. So he's just really busy, and he gets into these things and pays for them and then just doesn't have the time to do it. And he usually sends it my way, but this one he didn't even, like, ask me to look into it. So
you know,
I'm going to get
to... He put you as the business line of contact, ironically. So I tried to call him at the 9147 before I called this number.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
That's why he's tired of... he's just sending everybody
like
my way.
Oh, my bad. he like set it up and paid for it, and he's like, yeah, I'd love to try this for a couple months if it works, you know. And then after that, like, we did the client interview and hadn't heard from him. I noticed the primary line of contact is this number, and all my reps are going, hey, we can't get a hold of this guy anymore. And I'm like, well, maybe if I try the business line, you know, and here I am talking to him. So,
I'm assuming you'll have cheaper services, right? Like, I mean, y'all, because how much does the website cost for that?
If you were to buy the website, if you were to buy the website by itself, we usually charge $750 plus $30 to $50 a month hosting, depending on if you have like videos on that and stuff.
So how much is it in, broken down into monthly fees?
Yeah, I waived all the fees on the site and threw it in as a added incentive to the package. The package itself without the website is only $599, and I cut that in half to $299 and threw in the website. So it's like, that's why I'm like, wait a minute, you know?
But it's not, okay, so he didn't set it up as a recurring purchase, right? Like, I can cancel because I still don't want it to go through
but
on the 6th until I like really look into it.
Yeah, it is set up to automatically renew each month on the 6th. But I was going to say, like, if you're willing to move forward with it, I could push the billing out, like, 2 weeks. And if you guys want to proceed, we could set up the next billing to, like, July 20th and then just start rocking and rolling from what we have here moving forward. But we would need you guys
to talk
to
him. I want to do what he wants. And if you could just not get, like, turn off that automatic renewal.
Okay.
And then I want to look into it, and then if you could call me, like, again after I look into the services and, like, really talk to him about it, because he really hasn't talked to me, and I don't think he fully
understands. if I do that, then they're basically going to say that the account is canceled. They're going to just say, hey, cancel, no refund, kind of how we were at the beginning. If I tell them, like, the future billing is off, because they're going to go, hey, what are we going to do this optimization and push this through, and this guy's not willing to proceed with us any further. You know, we'll have you guys up there for like a week maybe, and then it's off.
Yeah, I'm just going to do that cancel no refund then. I mean, that's what he wants. I used to look into it though.
Yeah,
follow
up with me. I'm going to send you a text here with my direct number. And then follow up with me tomorrow, like talk to him. But I'll put in the cancel no refund for right now, so that way you don't have to worry about it in case I don't hear back from you. But if you guys want to try to make something out of that, give me a call and we'll see what we can do for you.
All right, man. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it as well.
All right. Bye.